You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to another episode of your daily entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News from Bollywood up next. Bollywood actress Rani Mukherjee, celebrated for her recent roles in films like No One Killed Jessica and Mardani, is in advanced talks to lead Sonali Bose's upcoming family drama. According to sources, Mukherjee has been reviewing scripts for 2 years and feels a strong connection with Bose's project, which is set to begin filming in September 2024. Jungly Pictures, known for hits like Talwar and Razi, will produce the film, aiming for a 2025 release. Following this, Mukherjee is expected to work on Mardani 3, the next installment in her successful franchise with Yash Raj Films. Next up, Hollywood news. Ki Hui Kwan recently wrapped up filming for his action film With Love, marking his first leading role. The movie, featuring stars like Daniel Wu, Ariana DeBose and Marshawn Lynch, is set for a February 2025 release. Directed by longtime stunt coordinator Jonathan Isubio and produced by David Leitch and Kelly McCormick, the film promises high-octane action. Kwan shared his excitement about the physically demanding role and the experience he gained from Loki Season 2, which he brought to this project. Next up, The King of Kings is a new animated film that brings together an impressive cast to portray adversaries of Jesus Christ. Pierce Brosnan, Mark Hamill and Ben Kingsley have been cast as Pontius Pilate, King Herod and High Priest Caiaphas respectively. Directed by Song Ho-Jang, the movie follows a multi-dimensional adventure involving Charles Dickens, played by Kenneth Branagh, and his son Walter, played by Roman Griffin Davis, encountering Jesus Christ, played by Oscar Isaac. The screenplay is co-written by Jang and Rob Edwards, with production led by Anifree Kim. Other notable cast members include Forest Whitaker and Uma Thurman, with the film set to release around Easter 2025. This faith-based film promises unique storytelling and stellar performances from a decorated ensemble of actors. Hollywood news continues. Thomas Hayden Church, known for his role as Sandman in Spider-Man, has been cast in Rian Johnson's Knives Out 3, officially titled Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out Mystery. Church joins a stellar ensemble including Daniel Craig, Josh O'Connor, Kelly Spaney, Andrew Scott, Kerry Washington, Glenn Close, Josh Brolin, Jeremy Renner, Mila Kunis and Daryl McCormack. Johnson directs from his own script, with production by Johnson and Ram Bergman. Following the success of Knives Out and Glass Onion, this third installment is highly anticipated and set for a 2025 release on Netflix. Moving on, Netflix has officially greenlit a Peaky Blinders feature film with Cillian Murphy reprising his role as Tommy Shelby. Directed by Tom Harper and written by series creator Stephen Knight, the film will begin production later this year. Plot details are scarce, but it is hinted to be set during World War II. Harper, who directed part of Season 1, expressed excitement about reuniting with the cast. The Peaky Blinders series, which concluded in 2022, gained global acclaim and fans eagerly await this new chapter in the Shelby saga. Moving on, Patricia Heaton, known for her role on Everybody Loves Raymond, will join the second season of Frasier as Holly, a bartender who captures Frasier's attention. Season 2 will also feature recurring appearances by Roz Doyle, played by Perry Gilpin, and her daughter Alice, played by Greer Grammer, alongside guest stars Wed Nicole Brown and Amy Sedaris. The revived series on Paramount Plus sees Frasier reconnecting with his son in Boston. Production is underway, with no release date announced yet. Last piece of news to wrap up from Bollywood, Ajay Devgan's sports drama Maidan, portraying the life of legendary Indian football coach Syed Abdul Rahim, is now streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Despite a lukewarm theatrical release in April, the biographical film, directed by National Award winner Amit Sharma, finds a new platform to reach audiences. The movie highlights Rahim's role in Indian football from 1952 to 1962, with notable performances by Priyamani and Gajraj Rao. Fans of sports dramas and biographical stories can now watch this compelling tale on Prime Video starting June 5th. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next one, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.